You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Just so you know where we're all coming from on this thing.
But it doesn't happen to everybody.
No, exactly. Exactly.
But there might be that one person that has to deal with all of that.
You might, What if you have itchy grundle? All right, five random facts to know and share here.
If you got itchy grundle, you should just go see a doctor.
And mud bar.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the show.
That's good, the show's been flagged for producing grundle worms.
Grundle worms.
All right, here we go. The San Diego Zoo's Safari Park is home to two platypuses. They're the only two platypuses anywhere outside of Australia.
Really? No other zoo in the world has a platypus.
No.
Yeah, because you don't want it, really.
Yeah, I wonder if that, I mean, I don't know what the care for a platypus is.
Yeah, you don't want to scare the children.
We used to live by the San Diego Zoo Wild Animal Park, which is, the zoo is in downtown San Diego, but the Wild Animal Park's out in the county.
Okay.
And, man, Mary and Tripp, they had to be there 2-3 days a week. That was where the giraffes would just run loose. I mean, they had acres and acres and acres of this stuff. Really cool. Yeah. The Guinness Book of World Records exists only because the director of Guinness Breweries got into an argument in 1951 over which game bird was faster, the golden plover or the red grouse. Decided to come up with a book to settle bar bets.
So it's a hold my beer
type. Settle bar arguments. He created that book.
All right, which two the birds?
The golden plover or the red grouse?
All right. The red grouse sounds faster. Is it the red grouse?
Yeah. It is the golden plover.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about plover. I've shot ruffed grouse before. Yeah. They're very fast. They come off the ground really fast. So fast that their feathers make this sound that it sounds like it's coming from their beak, but it's really the sound of their feathers. It's kind of a squeaking noise. It's hard to describe if you look it up. Ruffed grouse taking off, Sylvester Stallone asked the band Queen for the right to use Another One Bites the Dust in Rocky III, and they declined. So then he asked Survivor to write him a song, and they came up with Eye of the Tiger.
And with all due respect to Queen, Eye of the Tiger, I think, is a better song than Another One Bites the Dust. Just saying.
Boom, boom, boom.
But to each his own.
Yeah. Only two British musical acts have had their debut album hit number one in the United States.
Their debut album.
So their first album out gets to number one in the U.S.
I'm going to say Duran Duran.
No.
And The Police.
No.
Are the Beatles on that list?
No.
No.
No, interesting. Yeah, that's a really good call.
Yeah. Because they were super popular over here.
What was the Beatles' debut album? They came as part of the British invasion, so they had been popular for a while.
Pink Floyd?
Get this. The Spice Girls.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And One Direction, which, by the way, One Direction is relatively current. I mean, they've been broken up for a few years. But when all five of them were together, that was crazy.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
We just didn't have, none of us had kids that were in the demo, so we weren't really. I mean, my daughter was a little bit old, although she would have loved to have seen that.
My kids were loving One Direction, you know. It was unfortunate that Zayn left, and I think that was the beginning of the end.
And then finally this, okay? A single Google search. Are you Googling stuff right now while we're talking?
Yes, I looked up the Beatles album.
A single Google search requires more computer power than the entire moon landing mission in 1969. Just to Google something.
Wow. Whereas Bing requires less than
the moon landing is the reverse fun fact on Bing.
A matter of fact, if you Google moon landing, if you hit Bing, moon landing, you'll get something about the red grouse.
We've done this so many times with Bing. Just for the hell of it, you throw something in there and you get a return that has nothing to do with what you asked for.
How do they not know it sucks so much?
How
do they not know?
And it's Microsoft. The rest of it seems to work.
It's so horrible.